are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. I'm so excited to get to sit down with the one and only Executive Director of Decatur Parks and Recreation, Jason Lake. Thanks so much for coming to hang out with us today.
Man, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh my goodness, we have so much to talk about. There's so many things happening at Parks and Recreation, but before we do that, we have to do the cheese straw segment. So can you describe a cheese straw to us?
I have what I would call novice experience in cheese straws. I know some about cheese straws, but most of mine have been holiday cheese straws. And as long as they're crispy, I'm okay. But would I get a cheese straw? I don't know if I have found that cheese straw yet.
I love that. Nobody describes the cheese straw the same. I don't think I've really found it. Many people in the middle, they either like absolutely love them or they're like, meh, I can leave it. So
it's a bleh. It's more of a meh. But here's the thing. There's the possibility that there is the cheese straw, but I just hadn't found it yet.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep looking. How about that?
Jason,
you have been around for a long time with Parks and Recreation. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what is your favorite part of your job?
I've been with Parks and Recreation for over 25 years, full time. I started out as a part-time employee, just like a lot of kids do, as a summer job. And did that while I was in college and left and, of course, did other things. And then came back and actually a maintenance role while I was going to school at night. So when I finished going to school at night, there were opportunities with the city that I was very blessed to have the opportunity to, you know, be a part of. And they've been a great place to work for the 25 years that I've been here. And very blessed because, you know, a lot of what we do, and you know this, and we've had these conversations, is there's so many people that did stuff before us. Mm-hmm. And we're blessed to be able to build on that and to use the things that those folks did to keep things moving now. And I know you do a great job at that. And I've been blessed to have that opportunity as well.
Well, I think what makes us so unique as well is that our partnership is strong and we depend on each other to create extraordinary experiences for all of the tournaments that we have coming in. So we appreciate Parks and Rec so much and the partnership and the friendships that we continue to develop with you guys. Now, you've got so many things happening, so we're just going to kind of go like through the highlight reel of upcoming projects. So there have been some recent developments in Parks and Recreation, starting with the new sports complex project on Modus Road. So can you tell us a little bit about that and what we can expect there?
We're, of course, very excited. This will be the biggest ball field complex that we've been able to build since Wilson Morgan. Awesome. So what we're looking at is it will be a 8-field complex. It'll have a 4-field area that looks very similar to what Wilson Morgan does. It'll have the press box in the middle and the 4 fields around it and all that. The other piece of it is we'll have 2 multi-use fields, which will be the first that are in this area. Very excited about that. So they can be soccer fields. So that means that for Jack Allen Soccer Complex, those 2 fields can go and be used with the current turf field that we have there. And they also make 2 softball fields apiece. So that's 4 more softball fields, giving it 8 softball fields for the complex. Awesome. So we're able to make that a more, you know, that space can be used more by more events. And we're excited about that. And we're excited about the, you know, at the end of the day, the girls league that used the fields out at the Aquadome, this is for them mainly because, you know, that was their fields. And so this is an opportunity for our fast pitch or our slow pitch softball girls to really have a nice place to play and, you know, have their own place where they're not having to go to a bunch of different locations like they're doing it now. So we're excited about that.
Okay, so let's move on to Point Mallard. It's already an amazing place. You've got the water park, campgrounds, ball fields, all kinds of things. So, but there's a little bit of work being done out there at this point. I feel like so many things are being torn down, and then we're going to build it all back up. So pickleball, you know, is one of the fastest growing sports really in the nation. So I hear that we might be getting a covered pickleball facility. You want to talk about that?
Man, that'd be great. The one of the things, and we've had many conversations about this, because, you know, one of the things that I want to give CVB and Danielle and her staff a lot of credit is when you see these big events come in, you know, nobody knows how long it took them to get that event here and to do all the things that are necessary to, you know, bring in those kind of events. And we're just so blessed to be able to work with you guys. And, you know, we facilitate these things, but the events that go there, you know, you guys are just so instrumental in that and blessed to have that partnership. But the pickleball complex is going to be something very similar to what we did. Is we tried to look at who has the best pickleball complex that we know of, any, you know, around us and even in the South. And what we looked at was Opelika, down close to Auburn, had just built a very similar pickleball complex to what we're going to build. And so what we did is we looked at their facilities, what they had done, what they felt like had been successful and what they felt like, you know, could be upgraded. They did build a second facility after the first one because there's just so many people using it, which is a blessing to that community. And so we're looking to do the same thing for ours. Is we're building a 12-court pickleball complex right where in a similar spot to where, if people are familiar, where the first ice rink was, the original one built in the 70s. And so that has been taken down now, and now we're just working on getting the dirt work done and all that. So seeing that come to fruition and move it along is a blessing. But there'll be the building that'll be there now, like I say, will have 12 courts. It'll also have walls that can come up and down. So in the summertime, you can roll the walls up and you have where air can blow through and we can kind of, you know, make it to where, you know, air can get through and it can be cool for everybody in there. And then in the wintertime, you can roll the walls down. And there's actually radiant heat in there, so it can be used 12 months out of the year. So that's going to be a big blessing for our pickleball folks. And for, you know, for future projects, there's room next to it that if we did need more courts in the future, there's enough room to build another one right next to it that, you know, can move it to 24 courts if we needed to. So it'll be a good thing for now. And if we do see the need for growth later, it's prepared to do that.
So the covered tennis facility is another very exciting addition. Could you elaborate on how this facility will cater to different skill levels and age groups within the community and what programs or activities are planned to promote tennis as a recreational and competitive sport?
We're blessed to have a great tennis community. We have a, you know, from kids just first starting and learning the sport up through, I mean, you're aware of our high school teams that we have here in Decatur who have been very successful in the state and, you know, very blessed to have the coaches and the teachers that we have involved with those programs. And so we were blessed enough to get a indoor tennis complex several years ago that was a 2-court complex that was more or less just a, you know, air keeps it blown up. It's lasted a very long time, and it's been, you know, a blessing to our community. But we've had several storms that have damaged that that little bubble that goes over those courts to the point that it's just not something that we know is going to be functional. Mm-hmm. And so this was an opportunity to look at what we were doing with it and actually, you know, make it even better. So one of the things that we looked at was, you know, with our current situation, you can't play tournaments and those things in that little bubble area to where, but with this Clearspan building, you are able to play tournaments and things. So you can use those courts for that if you need to. The other thing is the teaching possibilities is with 4 courts inside, it just opens up to so many possibilities when it comes to lessons and tournaments and different things where you can bring people in. And if it's a, you know, learn to play where there's 20 kids coming to learn the sport, or if it's a something that's a higher skill level where you're bringing in high school kids or even older to come in to get their skills even better than what they are. We have teaching professionals that are very capable of that, do it every day. Very blessed to have them here. And we're just looking to give them an opportunity and a space to do that and to be able to do it 12 months out of the year.
Ooh, now, I'm excited.
It's exciting.
It is.
Well, and some of the programs that we're doing, just so you know, is, you know, one of the things, if you go out and look at even before now, is we've added shades to many areas in that complex now. So now when you're watching matches and stuff, you're not just out in the heat. We have different shade covers all around that facility where people can get under, watch the matches, not have to be out in the burning hot in the middle of summer, because that's usually right.
Yeah.
So blessed to have that.
Yeah. Shades make the biggest difference here in the South in the middle of the summer. It's a big amenity, I will say that. Right. And another project that you've got going on that I'm extremely excited about that is so needed is the Point Mallard Event Center. So tell us what type of events and activities will we be able to facilitate in the new event center?
Well, the event center, luckily, you know, it was the second rink that Decatur built and served the city very well for a long time. And one of the things when we looked at what to do with that building is that it's actually set up to where it looks like a small event center. If you mm-hmm. take the ice and put a concrete floor in it, it's built like a smaller event center. So it'll have breakout rooms. The largest one will be able to have about 250 people in it. The smallest one goes down to a conference room type setting. Mm-hmm. So for any corporate needs, any, you know, recreation needs where people want to come out, if it's a birthday party or something to where you're wanting to do a corporate outing to where you have folks that are going to come in and do team building skills, things like that. Mm-hmm. And the biggest part is it'll have a 25,000 square foot event floor that will be temperature controlled.
Kind of a big deal around here.
Kind of a big deal around here. So, yep. And Danielle has played an integral part in the planning for this and we discussed the need for this and have several mm-hmm. times and can't thank you enough for your part in that. But we're very excited because one of the things Park and Rec does is, you know, if it's Ingalls Harbor or if it's the many pavilions we have around town, or Turner Searles or different rentable areas that we have, is we really have a good idea about what people are asking for, what we have mm-hmm. and what people are using. So we feel like this is a great opportunity to not only capture the business that we've had for years out at Point Mallard with the corporate people doing this after hours parties or day parties or golf outings or those things. It's a great place for them to have a place to congregate and use during their events, but it also gives us the opportunity to bring in, if it's trade shows, if it's, you know, different places where, you know, we know food service places have contacted us about doing their food shows and stuff. And so we think it's going to open up a lot of opportunities as well as give our current partners a great place to have their events.
So exciting. You know, we can discuss a little further about the anticipated economic impacts, you know, on our area and increased tourism and job opportunities resulting from these projects. But I mean, this is massive for our community to be able to host these large tournaments, and they're going to eat here and they're going to play here and they're going to go out to Point Mallard Park or if they're at the event center. I mean, I just think, thank you for your vision and moving our community forward. And these are a lot of projects all happening at one time. So, I mean, you're kind of a superstar. So I can't wait to see all of this come to fruition. I know it's been like years of planning and, again, building upon what the community had already done and your previous successors. And I'm just absolutely thrilled to see all of this come to light. So how can our community keep informed and get involved in supporting and participating in activities and events, you know, at these new facilities?
You know, through help of our partners like you, is this is a great opportunity. We felt like to be able to get that information to folks. We're also in the next little bit going to have, you know, different media outlets that'll be running different parts of what we're doing. As these projects are come to fruition, one of the things that's important to remember is. One of the things is we don't really start putting information out until there's something to put out. And So what we do is we get to the planning phase of these things. And one of the things that I think has to be mentioned is, you know, one of the things that, and you're very aware of this, we've talked about it many times, but for other folks is the part that Senator Orr played in this is, you know, the Point Mallard Master Plan, you know, he paid, you know, he got that, funded for us. If you look at the things that are being done, the indoor sports complex is the event center. You know, we're discussing right now a new attraction for the water park. Mm-hmm. All those things are things that were more or less laid out in that master plan. And we were lucky enough to have a company come in that does this all over the world. They have a bigger, worldview of just, you know, what we do in the South. They look at what other people have done and been successful with and back it up with information that we can, you know, share. And so, you know, that would have never happened if Senator Orr hadn't got that funded. He also got the plan funded for the new attraction at Point Mallard through Mr. Centel and the state. So we're very appreciative of them, and it's important that we talk about their part and what's going on. When you look at the plan that they did for One Decatur, it was very similar. So what that told us is that this master plan almost kind of really brought home some of the things that the One Decatur plan did because they were very similar. So we knew that our community was really asking for these things. And, you know, if there was a way to make them come to fruition, we knew what we needed to do. It was just, how do you do it? And, you know, when it comes, you know, none of these things happen without funding. And, you know, I can't thank, you know, our mayor, Mayor Boland, and our council, you know, starting with Jacob Ladner, you know, being council president and all the folks that we work with doing that. But, you know, they have to have vision to see that, to see the vision and see what it can become. And, none of this happens without them seeing that. So very blessed to work with them, very blessed for their vision of what's going on.
So looking ahead, what is the long-term vision for Decatur Parks and Recreation? I guess all of these new facilities as they come online, I think we think through like, okay, what does this look like to have people in these new facilities? So how does this fit into the broader community development plans?
We're very blessed to have a gentleman by the name of Dane Shaw, who a lot of people are familiar with, but yeah. I've been blessed to work with, and I know we both have. And of course, with him doing planning and all that for the city, I've worked very close with him to make sure that it is a shared goal, and it's something that we're all pushing in the same direction to move towards. But the opportunity that we have, you know, one of the things that you know, people may not think about is, we were talking about the ball field complex out next to Austin is they're going to redo Bunny Lane that's behind it, which makes that facility. Well, that can't happen without planning and without the folks that do that. So all these things are things that we've worked together with them, just like we work with CVB and you guys, because what we, you know, it's same deal is if they don't upgrade that road, then it makes things more difficult. If CVB's not here, we're building this stuff for people aren't going to be in it. So it takes everybody, and it takes everybody's vision of how things can work together. But I think the biggest opportunity we have at Parks and Recreation right now is doing all these things at one time is what it does is it makes us, well, there's, you know, that, I guess there's pros and cons to everything.
Sleepless nights, to be real honest, but.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But
warm
it's
milk
the dream,
helps.
Right? So.
right. But, being able to do it this way, we can make them where they work together. And so, You know, the just as an example is, you know, I kind of went into how the new fields at the new softball complex can work with what we're currently doing at Jack Allen. One of the things that is part of that agreement when we did that was there's a shared parking lot between that property and between Austin High School, where the parking lot for those fields will also be used on Friday nights for football games for the Austin games. That wouldn't have happened without our partnership with Decatur City Schools, and very blessed to have those guys excited about this as well and be able to work together on something like that with it. So, you know, so with the shared parking lot, with the soccer fields that can be used for, you know, with the Jack Allen, current Jack Allen facilities, along with those being ball fields. If you look at the 12-field pickleball complex, well, when you get it, and I know we hadn't really got into it, but the rec center. The rec center, you know, we'll be able to do pickleball in the event center, the rec center. And so we'll have more indoor pickleball courts than anybody else I know of, in at least in the state. So that puts us in a better position because, and, you know, I thought about that because of things you said is, you know, as far as what you guys can do as far as bringing things into the city. And, you know, with tennis, the same thing. I know you are. You're always ready. You guys just got to have stuff to sell, and that's what we got to do. But we know if we have it to sell, there's no doubt it'll be done because, you know, you've just been so successful at what y'all been doing. So we're just excited about how these things can work together. And, you know, if it's bringing in more tennis tournaments, if it's having more tournaments at Jack Allen, if it's bringing more things to Wilson Morgan, we're excited about all those things. And, you know, I know the mayor has mentioned things about the lodge that we're discussing with TVA. There's just a lot of exciting things going on right now.
So much economic development in tourism and parks and recreation, because when you build more facilities, you need more hotels, and it's just a trickle effect, which means more food. And I mean, there's just so many things. And I know a lot of the time people don't realize how much detail goes into building facilities and having events. And there's just so many different aspects that go into it, as we all have to have each other to make all of this work and be a success. So we appreciate you immensely and all of the incredible work that you and Parks and Rec do and continue to do, and adding capacity to all of these different things that you're doing now. So, but we're going to finish up with our Did You Know segment. So in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked Jason to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that you probably have never heard of before. So did you know?
Well, one of the things that, you know, I thought of when I thought about this question is I've had people ask me in the past, you know, how did you get into what you're doing? And I just want to kind of tell folks is most of my education is in business. You know, I have a undergraduate in business. I went to get my master's at UNA. So I don't have a recreation degree. Now, I've got a recreation background and experience with working at Parks and Recreation and things like that. But it's important that folks, you know, if you're interested in Parks and Recreation and the things that we do, because, you know, just some of the things that we're talking about today are just pieces of it, is we need more people to be, you know, to come and be interested in growing Parks and Recreation and being a part of our team. And we're, you know, we want to help you grow. We want to help you become a future leader. So, you know, we have opportunities in Parks and Recreation, just like I had when I started. If there's anybody that can show you, you know, I'll never tell you I'm the sharpest tool in the, you know, or anything like that. Is I'm just a guy just like everybody else, and blessed to work for folks that I did, had great mentors coming up in the city, and those folks are still here and those opportunities are here. And we're just really excited about folks that want to come and be involved. So you don't have to have a park and rec degree. You don't have to have you just got to have a heart for it, and you got to have a passion for what you're doing. And we want people to come and join our team that have those characteristics.
Well, thank you, Jason. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today and telling about your story, about what's going on with Decatur Parks and Recreation. How can they follow you? What is your social channels?
As far as now, I'm going to have to read this part because I don't ever.
All good.
So visitdecatural.org is definitely one. We're very excited about. We have, I'm going to end it with this because I know we got to go, but we're actually rolling out a Point Mallard, new Point Mallard website, a new Parks and Recreation website in the next month or two. And after that, for the next year, we're hoping to have apps for both that will make things much more user-friendly for folks to, if it's register for ball leagues, if it's to rent a pavilion, to do whatever you want to do through the city. We're trying to become more user-friendly through those things, and we're expecting those things to – and they'll have the same DecaturParksandRec.org and then PointMallard.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow in MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.